This episode of GameScoop is sponsored by Squarespace. If you're looking for a way to make your business stand out and succeed online, Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for you. They take the stress out of creating an awesome website, engaging with your audience, and selling anything from products to content to time, so you're able to focus on, you know, everything else. In other words, you'll have more time for gaming. With the new guided design system, you can choose from curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, optimized for every device. And with Squarespace's integrated, optimized SEO tools, you'll show up more often to more people. Squarespace doesn't just make things easier for you. Checkout for your customers is made seamless with simple but powerful payment tools that allow you to accept credit cards, PayPal, and Apple Pay, and in eligible countries, offer the option to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and Clearpay. So whether you're just starting out or looking to expand your existing brand, be sure to visit squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/gamescoop to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/gamescoop for 10% off. You know, when it comes to wireless carriers, sometimes what you see isn't always what you get. Except with Visible. With Visible, what you see is exactly what you get. If you haven't heard of Visible, well, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. With Visible, there are no hidden fees, no fine print, no hassle, nothing to hide. It's just $25 a month, all taxes and fees included. And you don't need more than one line of wireless to save. You can save on a line all to yourself with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. And again, just $25 a month. The future of wireless is here, and it is transparent. If you want more transparency in your wireless plan, you want to be on the Visible plan. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. That's Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. What's up, everybody? Welcome to IGN GameScoop. I am your host, Damon Hatfield. Joining me this week is Matt Kim,
hello.
Sam Claiborne, and we're trying to Skype Tina Aminian. She's still in Europe, but we're having some technical difficulties. Let's just bring her on in. Welcome, Tina.
I hope you liked our goof. We spent a lot of time on it.
It's a good goof. We have fun here.
We do.
We've got a great show for you planned this week. I had a couple weeks off.
Don't say that ahead of the show.
No, that's what I always say at the head of the show.
I know. It jinxes it.
Wait a
minute. Every time. We've never had a great show.
The past
two. The last two.
Did you not say we've got a great show for you?
I probably said that
this
because I just hear
syndrome.
It in my head over and over again.
Yeah. Of course, I took a couple weeks off to welcome, to herald the arrival of my son, which we had a couple weeks ago. And he's great. My wife is great. Everybody's great. It's been an interesting 2 weeks. I can tell you that.
A sleepless 2 weeks.
Sleepless in San Francisco.
So I lost all credibility with the audience once I said Damon is out. He's a father. And then like everybody's like, can't tell if Sam is joking. And then the second week, there were just like things that came up that were like, we left a Sonic song in by accident. That was absolutely an accident. And people were like, can't tell if Sam is joking.
Well,
I like it.
It's always a joke when you're hosting.
Yeah.
In a good way.
Wow. Well, that actually sounded way meaner now.
Just going to let that one slide.
There was a giant Tina. Like, come on.
Yeah. No, it was good. It was good.
Everything was a goof.
No, thank you, Sam, for taking over while I was gone. It was unexpected because we had
I don't know if I'd call it that.
We had a contingency plan. You know, our due date was yesterday. So
I had to remove it from my calendar because
our son arrived a couple weeks early. He was very excited. and we had a whole plan that Tina was going to host once she got back from Gamescom, but everything got jumbled. But I'm glad we got I'm glad we were able to bring giant Tina in last week. That was pretty good. Very sorry I missed CJ's last episode, but it sounds like you guys had a lot of fun with the music game.
Yeah, but his 20 questions was terrible.
Yeah. Well, you know, it would have been.
There was a bag of milk.
There was also a bag of milk.
Oh, yeah,
so
I forgot about
that. That makes up for it.
So, oh boy. So, Damon, I'm just going to catch you up in the last two episodes.
Okay, please. I skimmed them.
So, he didn't bring a bag of milk into the office.
Okay.
He had somebody send him a bag for milk.
What do you mean? Like, he couldn't just get a bag?
Emptied. Yeah, because you can't ship them or whatever.
What?
Because they have like different diseased cows in Canada.
But it was actually a bag that was used for milk.
Yeah.
That had been emptied and that was shipped.
Okay. And he filled it with milk.
Couldn't you just get like a Ziploc bag and fill it with milk and that's fine?
Yeah, you would think so, but these are like so specific.
Yeah.
And they have to fit in that.
It's got to be regulation.
What is the pitcher that you have? The milk pitcher?
The milk pitcher.
Milk pitcher.
The
milk pitcher, yeah.
Yes. Well, the technical term is milk pitcher.
The milk container.
That's all the scoops we have.
That's all the scoops that we have for you. No, there's actually a lot to talk about. There's been a lot of news coming out of Gamescom and then a lot of exciting game announcements this week. So let's get right back into it. Let's try to get back on track here.
Okay.
I'm back. I took a couple weeks off. Yeah. Let's begin with the Disney game remakes that were just announced this week. Aladdin and Lion King being remade and re-released this fall. And this is including both the separate Genesis and Super Nintendo versions of Aladdin and then the Lion King.
No, just the Genesis version of Aladdin.
Whoa, wait a minute. It doesn't include the Super Nintendo?
Yeah, and there's a couple reasons this might be happening.
Wait a minute.
One is that the Super Nintendo version of Aladdin was developed by Capcom.
Yes.
And led up by Shinji Mikami, creator of Resident Evil.
There you
and
go.
Capcom did not make the American one. Virgin Interactive did. And so these are all Virgin games on this collection. So
that's right.
Capcom's been wrapping up their own collections after that one Mega Man collection on Digital Eclipse.
Yeah.
Then Capcom did the second one.
Yeah, they only did the first one.
So I think they're trying to, if I had to assume what's going on here, Capcom wants to do their own collections right now. And we have some evidence of that also for this other Mega Man.
Yeah, they also announced the Mega Man Zero collection, which we'll get to in a second.
So
I misunderstood.
You will never know what the better Aladdin is because you have to just get them in cartridges.
Well, we know.
Because this would be the first time we would be playing it.
I didn't realize how popular the Genesis version of Aladdin was. Third best-selling Sega Genesis game of all time.
That's crazy.
Wow.
4 million copies.
People really like those animations.
Yeah. It was a big deal at the time. Yeah. I remember, that's the version that I hadn't played, and then, my cousins had it, and a bunch of friends at school had the Genesis version, and everyone talked about the animation. Mm-hmm. So good.
So you were SNES, you're saying?
What's that?
You were SNES, you're saying?
I was SNES, saying.
He was Genesis.
Or Aladdin.
Only because that's just what I experienced.
Oh, you were.
I played the Genesis version. I never played the Super Nintendo version, although.
We have it in the office now.
It is apparently. Yeah. That's apparently the superior version.
No, true version that nobody talks about is the Game Boy version.
The Game Boy version.
And that's in this collection.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. The Game Boy versions are in the collection.
I'm so confused.
And the Game Gear versions are that's not in this collection, but the Game Gear versions of those games, the Lion King is supposed to be the definitive Lion King game is on Game Gear. It looks worse, but it plays really good. Mm. And that's what the deal is with Aladdin and Super Nintendo. It just doesn't look as good. It just doesn't. But it looks good, and it's a lot more fun. We've been playing
it. Abu looks good.
Yeah.
So
he animates.
But explain why it's more fun.
It's really I didn't play enough of the Genesis version, so I'll just speak to why I like the Aladdin SNES version.
Gotcha.
It's super hard and it's super regimented. So you have to do things in a very particular way. I mean, it's like any platformer, I suppose. It's that spirit from a platformer where you have to memorize a level, especially that flying carpet lava level.
I beat it.
Yeah, you did. You did good. But obviously you can rewind in these editions, which I'm not a huge fan of because it doesn't really get at the heart of the experience, which is just restarting over and over and trading off the controller.
Yeah, but wait till you play a bad game that you really want to see the rest of.
Yeah, well, that's fair. The rewind ability is good for that one.
But I never played the Super Nintendo version. I owe the audience an apology. I've been talking about the Aladdin for Genesis for years and making jokes about how bad the Super Nintendo version is and even arguing with people about it.
Where did you get that preconception?
Because I was a shitty little kid.
You have to align in your camp.
But you're a Nintendo kid.
That's what's so weird. No, I have played the Super Nintendo Aladdin before, and I've always played the first level, which I think you just beat this time.
Yeah.
We were playing it this week.
That's the simplest one.
But it's annoying.
Kind of
it is simple, and when you compare it to the Genesis version, the Genesis first level is actually really cool and pretty and different. But putting all that aside, once you get deep into Super Nintendo Aladdin, it has these Bionic Commando kind of things where it's these swinging puzzles where you're swinging from thing to thing. You're not jumping a lot. You can bound off of things, including enemies. So it feels
bats.
Bats or stalactites or
stalagmites.
You can bound off of and tights you can swing off. That's how you remember it. Bound or swing.
Also, I guess I forget what they call it in the parchment that you get, the scroll, the parachute, essentially.
Just talk about that.
Yeah. That particular ability just completely changes the game. And then depending on your lives, once you die at a certain point in time and you continue, you don't have it anymore. And that makes it much more complicated, especially at the genie level, where you really need to be able to glide onto his little hand platform.
There's a Mario tail cape equivalent, which lets you float when you jump, right? And so, as she's saying, it goes away if you lose it.
Or glide, I guess.
Or whatever. Yeah. So if you really want to play this game, it's Gradius or whatever. You have to keep your power-ups. Because if you lose your power-ups, it's really, really hard.
Yeah. Right.
And then all the levels are really charming, too, because it goes through phases of the movie, essentially. So when you're in the lava level, it's just... you're flying through on your magic carpet and you're about to be struck by 1,000 things and the corridor is narrowing as you go, which that the end of that level gets really tough. And Sam did it on one try, which was impressive. But then you have like the genie level, which is like really whimsical.
I think I did it on like 25 tries.
No, the first parts we did in 25 parts. But then when you finally got to where it got really narrow, you just killed it in one.
Oh, that was cool.
Yeah.
Do you think the Bionic Commando connection comes from it being developed by Capcom?
It could be. I mean, that's a really interesting line to draw. But I'll tell you what definitely comes from Capcom. Were you going to thank Master D? Because that's just Hitler.
No, I never think. I am Master D for all intents and purposes.
Don't say that. That was what they called Hitler.
He's
in that
reappropriating
game.
It.
Yeah,
Damon.
You want to be
D for Damon.
You want to be Nathan Rad. Damon Rad Spencer.
Damon Rad Spencer.
There you go. So the other Capcom connection here is that you played a boss. I didn't get to play this boss, but it was like a boss like wielding like a scimitar, and he had this like boss pattern, and it wasn't so bad, but it was DuckTales. So like it was a DuckTales boss where like, you know, it's a simple boss and learn the pattern, but or like a Mega Man boss. And so it had this like very Capcom feel to it.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was great.
I think it's interesting that Disney hired two different developers to make two different versions of this game
what
for different platforms.
What's going on? We have a whole article about the two different version things this week.
Well, overall, Genesis versus SNES.
Yeah.
Because there's other games which are just different on both, like Tasmania was a fun example.
Also different versions?
Yeah, completely different. One's a platformer on Genesis, one's like a racing type thing. I had both of those when I was a kid.
Like if Disney wanted to make a Frozen 2 game, they would just hire one studio and then they would port it to every platform.
Right.
I don't know why.
I don't get it.
Two
either.
Completely different developers.
And then there's The Lion King in this collection too, which is like...
That one I've never played.
It's famous for having a really hard level early on. Casey DeFreitas likes it a lot, and I talked to her about it yesterday. And she was saying that, like, you know, there's people are really upset with this difficulty curve in it, and that's what's fixed in the Game Gear one. But yeah, that's all I didn't really know. It looks so pretty. Like, I've watched video of it, and it was really good looking.
Do you know who's handling this remake? What studio?
I do. It's Digital Eclipse.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then it's in good hands.
Yeah, so I talked to Mike Micah yesterday, who has Digital Eclipse, and you know, not for this release or anything, and I was just saying congratulations. But I'm really excited because they did the SNK 40th collection, which you reviewed, and they did Disney Afternoon Collection, which I reviewed. And what they do is that stuff you're talking about, like the rewind button and stuff. Like those are things they play with. But they also added this thing where you can watch somebody play through the game perfectly, and any frame you can hop in and take over. It's like really cool.
Yeah,
it's not awesome. A video. It's like an actual playthrough in the emulation. I think that's so smart.
They also did the Street Fighter collection, I believe, which is really good.
Oh, yeah.
It says this new version of Aladdin has difficulty adjustments, camera refinements, which I think is interesting because there wasn't any like camera work in the original
game. That might be like in Mario World, how you can push forward. That came up while we were playing, but that was the Super Nintendo version.
Where you can like look ahead
up
or down.
On a
when you're on a platform
and you can't look down.
Yeah, maybe they added that.
That's part of the challenge, guys.
Yeah.
Not a bug, it's a feature.
Yeah,
in some games you can like duck and then the camera will go down in 2D. And maybe they augmented that.
I do actually genuinely feel, because when you make that little leap of faith, that's when you realize like this is the pattern, I have to memorize that. It does feel like part of the charm, part of the experience.
Hmm. Yeah, so I mean, I love revisiting old games, and there's games like Aladdin which are playable and fun. And I really like that they give you the tools for the games that aren't playable and fun, because I still want to know about those games. And there's like plenty of games that are too difficult for me to get through now that I've never played when I was a kid. That I want to experience. And
yeah.
It's good to have that.
And then what's the official name for this package? And
off the top of my head, it's called like Disney Classics Aladdin and Lion King.
Did you guys see the promotional image of the box art that they sent out in the press release?
Oh, yeah.
There was a typo.
What was it?
There is a typo.
Where they said, hey, collects Aladdin and the Loin King.
That'd be a different game.
Yeah.
Easy and bad typo to make.
Not rated E for everyone.
Here's the problem, and I need everybody to be on board with this.
Here we go.
Everybody out there.
Here we go.
Don't point those out to the developers. Somebody immediately tweeted at Digital Eclipse.
Just let it happen.
We need it to be printed that way, all right? It's not. It's much funnier if I have that on a box.
That's
keep it cool, okay?
Yeah.
And much more valuable if you had that on a box.
Yeah, for sure.
I have the Loin King edition.
Yeah. I have the Resident Evil Revelations. Do you remember that? It got printed.
Yeah, I do.
Just the side, the spine has a misprint on it.
Another famous one is the Akami box art, the Wii one, which includes IGN's watermark on it.
Yeah.
Just the greatest day in box art screw-ups.
Do we have one of those in the office?
We have no games in our office anymore. They're all in storage. Yeah, making me mad. True.
I don't know if the Akami one was actually like printed and shipped or if we noticed it beforehand. I can't remember. I'll have to look into that. But yeah, there was an early version of Akami.
It was printed and shipped, and you could order. They would send you a fixed version.
Fixed version.
That's funny.
It's great.
You were working probably at IGN at that time, right? I'd missed that.
Can we request an unfixed version? Can we be like, hey, give us one with the logo on it?
We'll just print it out ourselves.
I mean, yeah, it's pretty easy to.
I bet it's an eBay thing.
Yeah. okay, well, the Disney remake collection is coming sometime this fall. Still waiting on a release date for that. But we do have a release date for another collection. The Mega Man Zero and ZX Legacy Collections. Those are going to be out on January 21st, 2020. This is the third in the series of Mega Man collections. Mm-hmm. After Mega Man Legacy Collection, Mega Man X Legacy Collection. Now the Zero games.
So this is a notable collection because it has like 20 games in it. I don't remember playing any of them, but I did.
It has six games in it.
20 games. I don't remember.
20 minus 14 games.
Yeah.
It's what it has.
Well, maybe it has the Game Gear versions. We don't know.
Well, it's cool. These are all Nintendo platform games. They're all in Game Boy Advance and Nintendo DS. Yep. And now they're going to be on every
platform.
That's pretty cool.
There was a collection of these games before on the 3DS.
Oh, really?
Which I think only included the... So there's the Zero and then the ZX games. And
yes.
I think the 3DS ones only collected the Zero games. And then
I think the ZX games were the DS games.
Right. And then those got included in this upcoming one.
Yeah. So it's Mega Man Zero, Zero 2, Zero 3, Zero 4, ZX, and ZX Advent.
What naming?
Yeah. That's very Japanese. Sense.
Those games are like clunky and okay.
Oh, settle down. Settle down. They're all developed by Anycreates.
But I don't like how Zero runs.
He runs weird.
He can dash.
He can dash.
And he can wall jump.
I don't feel good about this, but I do associate memories of this with emulating Game Boy Advance and like when I was a lot younger. And like that shouldn't have even been possible, but it was.
Yeah, you could emulate Game Boy Advance games back in the 2000s.
Yeah.
And you did? And that's how you played these games?
Yeah, I think I played probably Zero... Zero 2 doesn't make any sense. These names are stupid.
Those games are also incredibly hard.
They're very hard, yeah. And they change up the formula a little bit where it's not like, there's like a hub world and you can freely travel between all the different worlds and you take missions within each world. It's not like you select a boss and go after him, defeat that one boss, and then move on to the next one.
Yeah, there's also this won't have a rewind feature, so those hard games will still be hard.
Like an adjusted save feature though.
Like, yeah.
But it's like these, yes. So the last collection just had like a single save state per game. Mm-hmm. Like they just don't do the same thing that digital.
And I'm not sure you can save it anytime you want. I think they added a checkpoint.
Yeah, like a checkpoint in the middle.
Like mid mission.
Yeah.
That's not great.
But again, it's Anycreates. The guys that did Bloodstained: Curse of the Moon, they did Blaster Master Zero and Zero 2. It's a really good 2D action platform.
They also look really good. I think that's what strikes me most about these ones.
The last era of like sprites.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they're very there's pretty. Like fake sprite games like Shovel Knight now.
Well, we'll talk about Shovel Knight too.
Let's.
Segway.
I forgot the statue.
Oh, man. I learned something disturbing about Shovel Knight.
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't reveal that on the show. I don't know.
I don't know.
Is that a big spoiler?
That was a good one.
I guess it is, yeah.
Nightmares.
But I beat the game. I don't remember that. Mm. You'll never know what we're talking about. Wipe it from your minds.
So, Sam, are you not going to play the Mega Man Zero Legacy Collection?
I'll give it a whirl.
Give it a whirl. All right. What about Matt and Tina?
Well, I've never played them before, so on your recommendation, I might.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
Yeah? Should I? Sam's glowing review is really selling me on it.
They're very pretty, very hard. That's all I've got.
Yeah.
I think that's true.
Yeah.
I think it's cool they're being preserved and put out on more platforms. But I would admit that as the Mega Man pantheon goes, this isn't up there with, you know, the Mega Man series or even the Mega Man X series for me. But Zero is a very cool character and he uses a sword.
Does Zero have a ponytail?
Yeah.
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 Did we argue about this once?
There's no argument.
Yeah, I think he has a ponytail.
Like, is it a ponytail? Is it a bun?
I think it was if it was a ponytail or a scarf.
What comes out the top of his head?
It's so long at that point, it should be called like a horse mane.
Yeah.
Right?
A mane.
A man. A bot mane.
Main man.
That would be a great enemy.
The bosses in this are not men. They're like, they have complicated names like they do in Mega Man X.
It's complicated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's true.
They're very cool. But I'm also very bad at the Mega Man games, like in general.
Yeah.
Like across the series, I'm routinely bad at all of them.
Difficult games.
Yeah, they're tough.
They are tough.
All right, Mega Man Zero Legacy Collection is out January 21st, 2020. But speaking of Shovel Knight, new Shovel Knight game announced this week, and it sounds awesome. Shovel Knight Dig, collaboration between the Shovel Knight guys and the SteamWorld Dig guys.
Okay.
Right? Is that right?
Oh, is that not true?
I don't know what the connection between this and Dig is, unless it's like a friendly nod.
I thought they were making a SteamWorld Dig game with Shovel Knight.
I think it's just a Shovel Knight game.
Someone quickly Google.
Yeah.
Man.
Well, I tried to.
When I'm not coming into the office every day, I misunderstand some of the game news.
But the point is that it's a Shovel Knight game where you move downwards.
So not a SteamWorld Dig game
with
Shovel Knight.
Confirming.
Okay.
We have a reporter on it.
Mm. Best reporter.
How can they? They shouldn't
be. We can say that he's our best reporter.
Yeah.
It's true.
He's our only reporter.
Doesn't take away from
the best. Also the best.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean he's not the best.
Absolutely the best.
Yeah.
He's getting that scoop face going over there.
It's just because I can't read with my phone so far away from my face. Hold on.
Oh, you can bring it up. No one cares.
Feel free to bring it up.
Yeah. I'm constantly phone in hand.
You can at least put your hand up to your ear. Just getting this in.
You shouldn't be able to
on top of
name your game
on top of the
something dig unless it's a SteamWorld Dig game.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what.
But he also has a shovel, which you.
Yeah, and he's digging.
Dig. Yeah.
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 I thought it was just like a friendly nod. Yeah. I can't believe we're still talking about
this.
It's
a collaboration between Yacht Club, which made the original Shovel Knight,
nailed
and Nitrome, which.
Who's Nitrome?
They made.
The existential question they ask themselves all the time.
British indie company who's made a bunch of charming indie games.
And they didn't make SteamWorld Dig.
They did not make SteamWorld Dig, no.
All right, this is
embarrassing.
This is a real scoop, Jim.
It's becoming less exciting for me by the minute.
Well, not for me. I mean, I think Shovel Knight is really great, and I watched the trailer, and the trailer looks really cool.
That's cute.
Yeah, it's like you're moving downwards. You're still platforming in that Scrooge McDuck style where you have to bounce off things when you fall, and there's a...
You can jump on a block with spikes, and it kills people.
There's a straight-up just Zelda rupees in it.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I'm bad at Mega Man, but I'm good at Shovel Knight, so...
Wow.
Listen, we need to have a tough conversation because you keep bringing this up. On the internet, you never say you're bad at games.
Oh, right. I'm great at Mega Man, but I'm bad.
Like, I didn't want to put you on the spot here, but there's just no way you can
never show weakness.
You never show weakness.
Exactly.
You can
smell blood in the water.
Did you hear what Tina was saying about it? She didn't even want a rewind feature in this game because only babies use them. That's what you are doing right now, is admitting you're a baby.
This is a new era. We have to be open with our vulnerabilities and weaknesses.
Not
like I like both perspectives. I'm going to remain neutral on this one.
Okay. You weighed in.
Okay.
I made a joke. That's all I do.
Shovel Knight Dig, not a SteamWorld Dig tie-in game. But you do.
Can we just rewind this whole thing? I'm so sorry.
But you
look,
do dig
look,
your
we're all rusty. None of us did work for the last 2 weeks. We had a baby to take care of.
It's a collaborative environment
at
IGN.
It takes a village.
It does.
I mean, it was really weird for Matt.
Yeah, I just joined, and they were like, hey.
Here's a baby.
Okay.
And I'm like, all right.
Thanks for taking the 2 a.m. shift.
So you had no other topics to talk about with this game except for that it's a SteamWorld Dig.
That's why I was excited.
Aw.
I heard Shovel Knight Dig was announced, and it's a collaboration with, and I was like, wow, it's a SteamWorld Dig game with Shovel Knight. I'm totally on board.
Well, maybe after this episode, they'll make one.
Yeah, maybe.
This is the original pitch.
The SteamWorld guys are friends of IGN, so.
Not anymore.
Man, I feel like if you name your game X Dig, that means something.
It's far too misleading.
It used to mean something. It used to mean something to say your game name Dig.
I like how Dig, a word that was traditionally associated with a shovel, has now only become associated with SteamWorld
Dig.
Which doesn't have shovels, right? It's like Steam implements.
It used to be associated with The Dig. The Lucas Arts Adventure.
I owned that game when I was a kid. It was real boring.
Really? I've never played that
one. Very pastel. Mm. Those adventure games.
Doesn't have the sense of humor that the Monkey Island games
it
do.
It didn't have a sense. I think it took itself really seriously. It's an Orson Scott Card joint.
Ooh. Wow. All right.
So I wanted to see what other Dig games were out there. It's just The Dig and then a lot of app games.
And then what?
Like just a lot of mobile games. Shovel, dig it. Dig away. Out. I
Flappy
dig it.
Flappy Dig.
Dig. Mm. Dig away. Dig to hell.
Dig it.
Stickman Dig.
I dig at expeditions.
How did you do this?
I just did dig game.
Okay, well.
This is the real reporting.
Tell me, what do you think this game actually is? They say, dig your way down an ever-changing chasm of mystery. Is it a roguelike game?
That's what it sounds like.
That's what we heard is that it was rogue.
Yeah.
Rogue.
And we don't say roguelike anymore. No. We prefer rogue.
Every adventure is different.
Explain that.
Shovel Knight Dig levels have been meticulously crafted, then stitched together using proprietary generation techniques for infinite replayability.
Oh, yeah. That's roguey. That's roguey as hell.
Hella roguey.
But not SteamWorldy.
No.
They also say the first Shovel Knight adventure...
Wait, is Shovel Knight a robot?
Well, his face...
Talk about it.
Yeah. I don't know.
We've seen what's beneath the helmet, but what's beneath the armor?
Yeah.
That's the real mystery. Well,
half man, half whatever.
Yeah, right. Is Duke... not Duke Nukem. What's his name in Wolfenstein?
BJ Blackwood.
BJ Blackwood.
Is he a robot?
Wait, that's in Duke. That's in Doom.
No, your BJ. Is he a robot?
BJ's a man.
He is now?
Right?
Spoilers.
He's more machine than man. I don't know. I just don't know where
that's
it tilts.
That's Cyborg, right?
Well, robots, if it tilts over just, at 50%.
Robots don't have any organic material.
Yeah. Okay,
do they?
Cyborg.
Do they?
Gross ones.
I don't know. Have you seen Bicentennial Man?
That movie sucks.
I think there's an NES game for that.
Really?
No way.
I think so. There's Robin definitely Williams one for toys.
Yeah.
There is one for toys.
There is one for toys.
Yeah.
Did you play toys?
No, I for our poll, I was thinking about Disney. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, we're looking it up. Bicentennial Man scared
me. I don't think there's a game. It scared you as a kid?
I didn't like the robot design. I thought it was creepy.
Yeah, the movie's creepy.
SNES. Look how creepy it is.
Yeah, it's creepy as heck.
It's creepy.
And a terrible movie.
It's a
I
don't think there was a game on Bicentennial Man.
Okay, yeah. Well, thanks. I hate it.
But we're spreading lots of misinformation on this show, so that's fine.
Look, there's a new scoop in town, and it's just a lie.
No, there's a Bicentennial Man game. They partnered with SteamWorld. It's Bicentennial Dig.
Bicentennial Dig.
There's no shovel in it.
No shovel.
This is the first Shovel Knight adventure in glorious high-color pixel graphics and sound. What was the original Shovel Knight?
Not glorious.
What? It was just regular?
Low color.
Low color pixel and sound?
8.8 low color.
Fluid animation, scaling, rotation, and parallax create the most convincing Shovel Knight world yet.
It does look so pretty, the parallax, and even just in the little campfire scene that's in the other Shovel Knight 2.
But that didn't have it. This game has it.
Yeah. That was in low color.
Yeah.
You can really tell.
That's the dig.
Well,
how long are you going to stretch out this segment?
Oh, okay. We can move on. If you want to talk about Telltale, moving to some depressing news. Sure, Sam. Okay. Yeah. Let's end the fun news. That wasn't the right music cue. The correct cue was...
Now that's revival music.
Yeah, pretty good.
That was real cool.
That's Shovel Knight.
Yeah.
Really?
That's Shovel Knight.
Okay.
All right, let's talk about Telltale. Telltale is being sort of reborn now. Some company has purchased whatever was left of Telltale, and they're going to kickstart it.
So you did the reporting on
Not kickstart it, but they're going to get it going again.
What's going on?
Well, so funny enough, I've been writing about Telltale for 3 years across two different outlets.
Yeah.
And
you're welcome.
Thank you. Yeah. It's unclear, right? So a different company with no
LCG
prior,
Entertainment.
LCG Entertainment with no prior history with Telltale whatsoever, picked it up after Telltale officially technically closed last year. And so it was, a revival of the name and some IP, but, as far
what
as
what does IP mean?
You know, intellectual property.
I'm not sure everyone knows.
What does that mean?
Licenses and games.
You know, the rights to properties. Make things
of other things that were already made.
And which ones did they retain?
They've retained the Warner Brother ones, so Batman and The Wolf Among Us, which is based on the comic book Fables. Mm-hmm. And they've also retained their original Telltale IPs, including like Puzzle Agent and Sam and Max.
Well, that's not an original one.
Right,
but
right.
They do have Sam and Max?
I don't actually. I thought Sam and Max was a Telltale
Lucas.
Game. Oh, is it? No, never mind that. Yeah. Maybe. I actually don't know about that one, but it's Puzzle Agent for sure.
Hmm.
Really. But yeah, and so the new owners say that they're excited to, you know, relaunch this like storied brand, and they want to bring back people from the previous iteration of Telltale into the fold, but weirdly enough, they're just like in like freelance capacity with the potential of going full time. Mm-hmm. So that's like not an ironclad promise, you know, which is kind of worrisome.
So is this like a situation where they bought the rights in the name, but like doesn't seem like they have a plan?
I mean,
sure it does so far. We don't know enough though. That's like true. This is just what they've it's just what's kind of come out from reporting. And we do know the licenses, they're definitely not picking back up, which is what Minecraft and then the Marvel stuff.
Marvel. Yeah. And we knew before that The Walking Dead was already bought out by Skybound, which is the holding company for Robert Kirkman's.
Should we pick up Minecraft?
We should buy Minecraft. Yeah.
I hear it's big.
Okay. Not as IGN, though. Let's keep it within GameScoop.
Yeah, GameScoop. Right. GameScoop. Yeah. I like that. Mm-hmm. We could do Minecraft Dig.
Digging is the whole thing.
No, we'll add digging. Mm-hmm. That'll be our special thing.
I think we should take out digging from Minecraft.
I like that, too.
Minecraft.
Just cutting down trees.
Minecraft, no dig.
No dig.
Minecraft, can't you dig it? That's what we'll call it.
The answer is
no, you can't. The sequel.
I think the most important detail that's being lost in the shuffle here is what happened to the Homestar Runner license.
Oh boy.
Where did that go? Strong Bad's cool game for attractive people. Questions.
And that was an early Telltale game?
And it was great. Yeah.
That was a long time.
It was a 5-episode game that was really good.
They've been through many licenses and were juggling like 20 at a time, basically. Mm-hmm.
I think they. I think they way overstretched themselves.
Yeah.
With not a staff to support
Too many expensive licenses, too many games, an oversaturation of very samey feeling games.
Real quick turnaround. I don't know if people knew this, but like episodes for seasons in games were being made within weeks, you know?
Yeah.
And last minute changes were happening literally days before ship.
Yeah. You
know, it was insane.
But there also wasn't like
projects at once.
Yeah.
There also wasn't a set schedule where you could expect the new episode at a certain time. So you'd like play through an episode of Walking Dead, then you'd be like, well, we'll see
when
I play
for a few months.
The next one.
I do feel like the Netflix release of those might have been just better. Like maybe they should switch that. The episodic was way too long.
You could buy them all on one disc. You know,
I mean, if you were going to win, but it just felt weird. Yeah.
I actually like, to go against that, I actually like when you get it by a schedule set by the developer, publisher, whoever.
Yeah.
Because like Disney, to move it over to entertainment for a second, Disney Plus isn't doing the Netflix style binge sessions thing. And I like that because then you can make a conversation out of it week by week. But yeah, waiting potentially months is confusing.
You're also always on the same page for the most part with everyone. Whereas
spoilers are easier to deal with.
All of Stranger Things season 3 comes out and everyone's on a different episode and you're like, wait, have you seen this part yet?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I actually like that point. I think weekly would be a really cool way to release stuff.
Yeah.
You know, Life is Strange is like the only game series I know out there doing kind of a Telltale-ish thing. Even that's Telltale-like, right? I'm just surprised there hasn't been somebody that filled in. Yeah, just like really focused on narrative and a little bit of walking around, a little bit of exploration, dialogue. But nobody stepped in to kind of fill that, and it just did seem like a future genre when Walking Dead was out, and it's just not. I'm wondering what's going on with that, because it works on phones as well as consoles.
Yeah.
Like it was also because it was hit or miss. Like Walking Dead was amazing.
Right.
Yeah. Tales for the Borderlands. But then there were a lot of misses in between, like Game of Thrones. What the hell was that?
Yeah, not great.
Game of Thrones, I think.
Special trees.
I think
we're never going to find out what's so special about the trees. What about the grove?
Game of Thrones would have been better if they didn't use the cast from the show, I think. If they just did an original story with original characters.
Well, they had original. Yeah, they had original characters.
Yeah, but cameos. Just focused on that.
Yeah.
I don't know. So
we'll never know.
LCG Entertainment, Liquid Crystal Gaming, was able to buy the Telltale, you know, IP and name for probably a good price. But I have to imagine that they think there's some sort of opportunity there in the market to create these types of games.
Well, we got a quote on that.
We do. I don't have the quote with me.
But the summarization.
Yes. But yes, there is an opportunity cost there that if they picked up Telltale for a competitive price. A lot of people seem to really associate Telltale with a certain genre of things. And if you can find the way to make games for a price that people are willing to buy and enough people buy them, then you're business, right? You basically make a profit, right?
But that's,
okay. That's just right.
I mean, we had a source who used to work at former Telltale who effectively told us that they're very well aware of the brand and the possibility of the brand, and they were effectively just buying the brand, which makes a lot of sense, but to hear that from people who are close to it makes their motivations pretty transparent.
Yeah. Did we hear from anyone who is working for them in any sort of freelance capacity?
We do know that there were former Telltale employees that got picked up by New Telltale, but as far as we've been told by our sources, it's only people in support roles. Supporting QA and product management. No creatives, as far as we know, have signed on with new Telltale.
Mm. Well, also, a lot of the main key creative people left before Telltale even shut down. Right. So they've just been long gone. Like, yeah, this is a sinking ship. Let's bounce out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The people who've made like the first season of The Walking Dead have been gone for decades, a decade.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a skeleton crew that Telltale had after their announcements and stuff?
They had to finish
to
season
out.
Two.
Yeah.
And that was to work on Minecraft for Netflix.
Forget.
You think just so many they're years. Still there? Is there any overlap?
Ooh, probably not. Don't just quote me on long. That. But yeah, that was a year ago, and it was misreported that this like skeleton crew when Telltale closed the first time in 2018, which is a weird sentence to say,
yeah.
Right? But when they closed in 2018, there was this belief that the skeleton crew would stay behind to finish work on The Walking Dead final season, which was only two episodes out at the time. But turns out they had to fulfill obligations with Netflix to complete Minecraft story mode and afterwards presumably left.
Isn't Skybound also taking over to finish out that season?
Yeah. So The Walking Dead final season was finished by Skybound.
Yeah, that's right.
But then a lot of the Telltale games were pulled from digital stores after Telltale closed, right? Mm-hmm. So do we know if there's even if they don't have these IP anymore, is there a possibility that those games can resurface and be available again?
Licenses would probably have to be renegotiated.
Yeah, that would have to go through the original license holders. So Microsoft, Marvel would have to renegotiate with new Telltale.
And if this company, if that was their whole plan, was just to make those already like critically lauded games available forever, that'd be like a really good plan and noble and cool, but they didn't say anything about that.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I mean, they talked a lot about Batman and a lot about The Wolf Among Us, so at the very least.
Right.
What about new games or continuing those games or something more than...
I mean, the assumption is like WB is helping fund their, their re-emergence.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Or this new emergence. So like they're probably just focusing on wherever the money's going to go. Mm.
Well, it's an interesting development. We will continue following new Telltale.
As it shall now be known.
Yeah. And then we await for Classic Telltale to come back.
Classic Telltale.
In 10 years
Telltale
now.
Classic. Yeah, it's true.
This episode of Game Scoop is brought to you by NordVPN. As Scoop Nation knows, your Omega Cops have been a little obsessed with a movie called Weekend at Bernie's lately. But as happens too often these days, it is difficult to find it streaming here in the US. That's where NordVPN comes in. With NordVPN, you can switch your virtual location to a more enlightened region where they appreciate the comic delights of Weekend at Bernie's. And it's not just for streaming movies and shows. Switching your virtual location can allow you to save money by purchasing flights, hotels, and subscriptions from other countries at a cheaper price. And you can do all this worry-free as NordVPN threat protection features protect you from viruses, malware, and phishing sites. Best of all, NordVPN costs the price of a cup of coffee a month, and one account can be used on up to 6 devices. To get the best discount on your NordVPN plan, go to nordvpn.com/gamescoop. Our link will also give you 4 extra months on the 2-year plan. There's no risk with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. That's nordvpn.com/gamescoop. 1 in 5 Americans has learned a new language on their bucket list, or life backlog, if you will. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Upgrade your personal skill set in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Its tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and deliver with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. I have a trip to Mexico coming up, so I've been using Babbel to brush up on my Spanish. The courses are short and sweet, so I can do one whenever I have a few minutes to spare. And the words and phrases it teaches you are designed for practical, real-world use, like ordering at a restaurant or asking for directions. Babbel can even provide you feedback on your pronunciation with its speech recognition tech. And it's not just for Spanish. Babbel includes 14 different language courses, each backed by a 20-day money-back guarantee. Here's a special limited-time deal for Scoop Nation. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, only for our listeners, at babbel.com/gamescoop. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/gamescoop, spelled BABBEL.com/gamescoop. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, let's share what we've been playing. Who would like to go first?
We already talked about a lot.
The person with the most time on their hands.
I actually have been able to play a few games. I was able to finish Mario Maker 2's story mode. Mm. Does they're very, you can play in quick bursts.
Yeah, does it get better?
What do you mean get better? You don't like it?
Well, I've already talked about this on GameScoop. But like,
well, I don't know. I remember you saying.
Well, I was just like, there's not the the kind of complexity of like a Mario game, 2D levels with their secrets and,
yeah,
you know, secret exits and like working your way around a map and stuff. It just doesn't have that. So it's like, and it doesn't have exploration. It's like all acrobatics.
Yes.
So I just, you know, it's just, maybe I talked about this in MVC, but yeah, it was a little disappointing to me. When once I realized like, I really missed that kind of like smart exploration stuff in Mario.
Yeah. I do think there's a lot of, I mean, there's 100 really clever levels. And I think it's interesting to sort of experience Nintendo created levels divorced from the whole quest of like, you know, going on an adventure and saving the princess and exploring that island, you know. I just think it's interesting to see what Nintendo comes up with when they're just creating interesting platforming levels.
And then the platforming levels are like, they're like, just get to the flag. That's like the purpose of them.
Well, some of them are a little more like find three keys to unlock the door.
There's definitely those.
Yeah, that's true. And then I was sort of diving into the user-generated levels. I don't really know the best way to find good ones. I've just
Justin's
been like,
Twitter thread.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll have to ask Justin. He's out today. But like,
he made a whole Twitter thread about it.
Well, now I have to go searching for this.
I'm sure
I wouldn't do that.
It.
Yeah. Too much.
I was like sorting them by most popular and then just playing through them. And there's
he found
I think that's what he does.
Yeah.
He does creators and he found he follows them and we kept on saying like, tell us what creators to follow, you know, like maybe we'll make an article.
Yeah.
And then he made a Twitter thread. God damn you, Justin.
All right, I'll have to hit up Justin about that. But then also yesterday, I actually got a nice couple hours to play Control. That was really good. We have this Baby Bjorn bouncer that we can put our son in, and then he sits in it, and you kind of sort of bounce him with your foot.
Nice.
While you play.
Do you just forget
when it gets tense? Do you bounce more rapidly when
it gets tense?
Yeah,
when I start shooting, yeah.
Was that made for gamers, like specifically?
Yeah,
with
I think
the
so.
Market?
Yeah, it works.
We know
really
your hands
well.
Aren't right. free, so.
Does it come with RGB lighting?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Does it connect through Bluetooth?
Rainbow pulsing.
No, it's all analog. All analog.
Wow.
Classic.
And
I've been playing that too.
I like Control so far.
I like it a lot.
It's weird creepy. And confusing. And I didn't know if it was because like, I wasn't like following all the preview coverage. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know if I was like, all right, I don't know who I am or what's going on, but I'm just going to shoot these weird monster ghost things. And
yeah. I know I like Remedy. So yeah. I tried to I knew like what the general, synopsis was, but, I didn't want to look at any preview coverage either just because it's the kind of game that going into it is, it's all about mystery and discovering that. So
it's got like, what's the weird TV show that you like?
Lost.
Nope. The other one.
I don't like Lost.
The other one.
Dark.
Nope. The other one. There's a murder.
A recent one?
Babylon Berlin.
There's a murder. A young girl is murdered. Twin Peaks.
Doesn't seem like something I'd watch.
Not a recent one.
It has a little bit of a weird Twin Peaks. It's like Twin Peaks and X-Files.
Nice. Yeah.
Funny enough, I actually did preview Control a couple months back, and I feel like I can talk about it now that the game's out, right?
Yes.
But they had a really cool, like the demo people had this really like fun thing where they gave me like a map, right? With like markings on them with markers like, oh, check this out, this is cool, check this out, this is cool. And then they had one section that said, do not go, work in progress, right? Uh-huh. And they put it there, and I followed the rules. I didn't go there. And then they're like, hey, have you tried this one place? And I was like,
they expected you to go there anyway.
Me
it was
to,
a
like,
trick.
Break the rules, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you should go there. But I was like, it says do not go there. And they're like,
that's
no,
great.
Don't go there. And I'm like, okay. So it's like a secret little area and stuff like that. But I never would have found it because I don't break the rules.
Well, it's sort of a labyrinth on its own anyway. And then like the kind of environments change when you get to the control points.
Yeah.
But I found it to be pretty creepy because you can, so when you're in like a bit of a safe zone, your gun will be holstered and you can't pull it out. But then once you get to it, when you open a door and you get to a level where there are going to be those hiss characters, your gun, it becomes
a fizz.
Sometimes they're a fizz. But yeah, you're able to pull your gun out and it's kind of like the boss music starting on where it sort of raises some tension.
Yeah.
Also the bathrooms freak me out. Well, I'm only 2 hours in. Have you gone into the bathroom?
Yeah, but there's not really usually anything in
there. I know, but one of these days there's gonna be. And I'm gonna hate it. You can open
up works in games.
You can open up the stall doors.
Yeah. And there's always one stall door that's closed, and it's always darker in there. I'm telling you.
Sometimes there's a joke thing in the toilet.
You know, always.
What's up with game bathrooms, man? It's always so tense.
I always want to use the sink, and like 9 times out of 10, you can't.
Yeah. Or when you use it, it has a creepy like turn on sound. And it's like, whoa.
In Bioshock Infinite, you can, there's a grapefruit in the toilet.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
That was totally it.
Yeah. So Sam, you're not playing Control?
No, I actually installed it remotely last night and I'm going to play it.
I think you'll like it. Oh, I think cool.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
There's like five games that came out this week.
Yeah. I know. All of a sudden there's...
wade through those is tough.
Good stuff to play. Is it started? Has the fall gaming season begun?
Oh, totally. Mostly, yeah. I guess Control. Yeah, because Monday was what? Ancestors, Control... and Astral Chain reviews that hit.
But Astral Chain was a big hit. He's laughing at Ancestors.
I'm saying it's the start, it's the helmet.
I'll back you up on this. Like I was like, there's the five games this week, basically, that we reviewed, and a lot of them were really good.
World of Warcraft Classic.
Yeah, and World of Warcraft Classic on top of all
that.
What
was the fifth one?
I wasn't counting.
You said five.
Blair Witch.
That was five.
I can keep coming up with games.
Did Blair Witch get a good review?
I don't know.
We're reviewing it tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah. We have the first 15 minutes up today.
Wow. Okay.
And then we did a scant 2 weeks, it's Monster Hunter,
Borderlands.
Gears, and Borderlands will all be out.
Yep. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Borderlands. Oh, man. What are you going to do, though?
I'm going to put him in his baby Bjorn and bounce him.
Like Control with one hand and Borderlands 3 with the other.
Yeah. Although I will say with Control, that my first moment as a parent where a video game gave me pause, and like I've said on the show, I'm not like squeamish. I'm actually a big fan of like fake violence and gore. I find that very entertaining. But like in Control, I've got my son there, and I'm like all of a sudden there's like shooting and all these gunshot sounds, and I'm like, I just had to think about like should I be worried that there's all these
and
gunshots
just happening? As loud audio,
I don't know.
Right? He can't even like look at you.
I know,
right now,
but it's just like I guess I just have to be like aware of it.
It's kind of like the cussing thing. Like you can only cuss for a certain amount of months, and then after a while they'll start to pick up on it. So right now you're fine.
Okay.
At a point in time, you might have to do the like one headset off thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing too.
Yeah. Did you watch The Boys?
Yeah.
Dude, the gore in that is crazy.
I know.
It's a shocking show. Yeah.
There's no games that do gore like
that. I liked The Boys, and I'm so glad that it was 8 episodes long. That was such a good
link. It was
link.
Perfect.
Like, don't drag it out.
And the whole cliffhanger thing was like,
very comic book cliffhanger level of time.
Yeah.
We recommend that show. It sounds
like. Highly.
Games would recommend.
But Control, have you experienced any frame rate dips? Because people have been complaining about that.
I don't think so, no.
When I pause and reload,
I'm on PS4.
It always stutters. Me too. It's a PS4-specific issue, apparently.
There is a stutter when I unpause.
When you unpause,
The screen goes black for 1 second and comes back.
Yeah, but it'll still like be choppy for like 5 seconds.
Oh, like if you're in action?
I haven't noticed that.
No, not even. I'll just pause like right before I go into
it
somewhere.
It chops back into it, basically.
And it chops back into it, yeah.
Sometimes when I bring up the map, it doesn't bring up the whole outline, just the names of locations.
Weird, I haven't seen that one yet.
But that's frustrating.
Yeah.
Just close and open it.
Yeah.
Jonathan reviewed it for us and said that he experienced some frame rate issues too, but that it wasn't super glaring. Mm. I don't know. We'll see. I still like it.
Control, like it so far. Sam's going to jump in. Anybody, what else have you been playing? Anything?
I've been still making my way through Fire Emblem Three Houses.
There you go.
Golden Deer for life, you know?
No. I like the
it sucks.
Black House? What's
Black
that?
Eagles.
Black Eagles. Mm. Yeah.
Well,
you like them so much we forgot the name.
No, it's good. I'm having a good time. I love all my students. They're great and wonderful children, and I want them to grow up to be powerful, strong soldiers.
I have some lame kids.
Yeah, there's so many. I was going to say, there's so many like annoying, whiny ones, too.
That's why Golden Deer is the best. We only have one annoying kid.
Yeah, but you interface with all of them.
Yeah.
What's when I start a mission, I leave the losers behind. I don't even take them because I don't have enough people.
Oh, I still train them. You have to train them.
I'm over
better.
It. Yeah. Like if you can take 8, I always take 6.
Yeah, but they could be like fodder for death though.
Yeah.
While they distract as enemy.
There's permadeath.
Yeah, but if you don't like them that much.
That's a good point.
Just throw him to the wolves.
I would never.
Except that one annoying kid.
Except, no, he's actually become my best cavalier. Weirdly enough, like he sucked in the offset.
Yeah, there might be redemption arcs. Yeah. You make your own redemption arcs in Fire Emblem.
Mm-hmm. Turns out all he needed to be like a good student was a horse. Like that's all he needed. He was a bad everything.
Don't we all?
So I went into this game thinking like there's way too much bullshit in it.
Mm-hmm.
And now I only like the bullshit.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what?
All the talking.
Like the fishing?
I'm like tired of Fire Emblem. Like I've played, there's the last Fire Emblem had 3 Fire Emblems in it.
Yeah.
Like I've played like these, you know, top-down strategy games enough. Like, and there's all the same classes. It's a little bit different. There's some distance attacks and stuff. Like, man, I'm just tired of it. So, like, I like walking around the university and talking to people and going on tea dates and stuff. Mm. It's not bad.
Yeah.
But it's not enough to keep me playing because I'm just fatigued on Fire Emblem battles.
Mm.
I like our main leader in Black Eagles. I forget her name.
Edel something?
I don't know.
Edelweiss.
Yeah.
Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah, I guess so. The blonde leader.
Edelgard.
The noble. Edelgard. Yes, exactly. Edelgard. Yeah. That's right. She's great.
I still haven't checked out
really cool.
Fire Emblem, but I'm sure I'll have to for Game of the Year considerations since it's been scored so highly.
Yeah, there's fun characters in it too.
Yeah, it's
a good localization. So, like, the jokes carry over and there's good dialogue. So
that's good. Then, Tina, anything on your travels? Did you play on
Fire Emblem?
Just Fire Emblem?
Yeah. It's been that and now Control. I had another thing about Control.
What?
Go for it.
So because I'm a little
obsessed. You're out of control.
I know. I'm a little obsessed with it right now. I normally, the first thing that I do before I load up a game is I'll go into the settings and I immediately do music down to about 70 and then sound effects down to about 80, 85.
You do this with every game?
Every game.
Wow. Oh, wow.
And then dialogue way up.
Okay, yeah.
I was going to say. That's at 100.
Those are the three things.
Those are the three things that you can change, yeah. So it's always music much lower than anything else, then sound effects, and then dialogue. Because that's my priority of things that I want to hear. Mm-hmm. But in this case, I might dip. I might put music up and dip down sound effects because the hiss chatter is so freaky, especially just before the first boss. Did you make it to the first boss?
So
I'm right at the first boss. But just before the first boss, like they do this constant like chanting chatter and it's nonstop. And you have to think about like, if you're just wandering around looking for loot, they wrote enough dialogue for that thing. And I didn't hear it loop or anything. So they wrote enough dialogue and had somebody like voice that out. And it's incredibly creepy. You remember it?
Very cool.
Like, I don't remember that.
Hear words in it?
Oh yeah, they like and they ramble for a very long time. And I should have written it down.
Are you playing with subtitles?
I am, but they don't do subtitles for this one.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm playing with subtitles, and there's some like cutscenes that just sound like gibberish, but then they spell everything out in subtitles.
Yeah, those are when you're talking to the former
director.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And when the like pyramid thing comes down, but this one they don't do subtitles for. Maybe it's because my music is so low that I can hear it so clearly. So I think I may need to flip them.
Cool. I might actually do that then because I kind of want to hear the creepiness.
It's really creepy and it's actually pretty well done. Too well done.
That's a good tip.
Well done.
That's good.
My back of the box quote.
Too well done, IGN. All right, well, that's about going to wrap up of our scoops for this week, but we're going to do a video game 20 questions, and our suggestion comes from Christian. What's his name? Christian from Chicago, and I've got this. Oh, that was the wrong cue. Sorry. I love this music cue.
Ooh, tense.
No, it's really good.
You make some hiss sounds in the background?
It's not even that. I you know what? I'm going to rehearse it for the next game, Scoop.
What do they sound like?
I'm creepy.
You can't
they ramble.
You can't do an impression?
I need like dialogue to, because there's a lot of dialogue they ramble through, but it's basically like I'm talking like this and I'm really nervous about something and then something coming up in the meeting and it's just like,
it's not alien sounding or anything.
Yeah, no, it's just very crazy. It's rambly and crazy and intense. Yeah, and you feel like you're about to find this. Sorry.
Oh. Christian from Chicago.
Is this Blaster Master?
That's Top Gun.
Top Gun. Oh yeah. It's just the theme from Top Gun, of course. Yeah.
Let the questioning begin.
Where is he from?
Chicago.
That's not a question.
Is that one of them?
Okay. So what would someone from Chicago like?
Yeah.
Is there snow in this game?
Yeah. Is there snow? That's a good question.
Is there snow in this game? Yes.
Oh.
Nailed it.
Nice.
And he knew that really fast.
So yeah. That's cool. So it's got to be prominent.
Mm-hmm. Is it on the PS4?
There's an ice level. That's such a good question.
This is a PS4 game? No.
Mm. Is this from before the year 2000?
Yes.
Oh, I'm out. I don't know any games.
Is it part of a series?
Yes.
I just realized I'm counting along with Damon because I rehearsed from the last time.
Oh yeah, you had to do the first time. Is there? This is from after before 1990.
No, that's five.
Between 90 and 2000.
Yeah, and it's part of a series.
Does it have 3D graphics?
Yes.
Was this on the Nintendo 64?
Yes.
Mm. Mm. SSX tricky?
You can't guess yet. Is it a sports game?
No, not a sports
game. There you go.
Can I guess?
You want to guess the game?
She said I can't guess.
You can, but you lose if you guess wrong.
I thought you had it. I was like, what?
We're just checking the rules.
Okay. Can you shoot in this game?
No shooting.
Ooh.
No shooting in this game.
Is this a sports game?
I asked that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, he said
I was laughing at my own joke. All right, I didn't hear.
I was trying to clarify for you, because SSX Tricky counts as sports games, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Wait, what was the question? Yeah, sports game, but we already got that.
Yeah, we already got that, yeah.
Okay. Is this a sports game?
Sam's out.
This is why it's good for Sam. This is why it's good for Sam to be the comic relief.
Yeah.
When you're the host,
that's not normally my role.
You don't get to
yeah, exactly.
Do these things.
Is Sam serious?
Is serious it serious, Sam?
What is that?
You can't shoot.
It's a Duke Nukem knockoff.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Okay, part of a series between 90 and 2000.
Yeah, but there's no shooting.
Nope. No shooting.
Nope.
3D, N64.
Is it a platformer?
No.
Oh.
That's 10.
But there's snow?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that part.
Mm-hmm. Would you say this is a shooter?
No, he asked about, do you shoot guns? Are you just trolling now? And always.
Okay. I know.
I had a question.
I know,
like,
silence. Deafening silence.
I'm just waiting for somebody else to ask a real question.
You can ask a real question.
Okay. Was this also out on other consoles?
I was thinking about that.
Not this one.
Oh, yeah.
This title.
I mean, if it was a shooter, it'd be Perfect Dark. This is annoying.
But it's not a shooter. Mm-hmm. So.
So this was just N64, but part of a series, and it didn't come to anything else. And there's snow.
Do racing games count as sports games?
Yes, I think so. Oh my God, this is a big debate around best.
Depends on the racing
game. Yeah.
Is this Mario Kart?
Yeah, it could just be Mario Kart 64.
There's snow in there.
Yeah.
Are there cars?
No.
Vehicles? What?
I was going to say there's no cars.
Well, but there is in Mario Kart that level with the trucks and the cars.
There's still no cars.
That's true.
Okay. Wow. We eliminated one whole game. Just
that. Yeah, that's true. That was great. Also SS Extreme.
Yeah, but there's still no cars. Is this, are there planes?
No.
Should we go for trains?
I thought that's what I think it's the Diddy Kong racing game.
What do you mean you think that's what?
I think carts count as cars.
Are there carts?
You said there's not cars anyway.
But planes. But he had a look
Diddy
on his
Kong
face.
Diddy Kong is like you're on little aeroplanes, right?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I don't know how Diddy Kong racing works. I think it's dumb. I refuse to play that game or research it.
Yeah, that's fair.
Is this part of the Donkey Kong series?
No.
Okay. Mm.
There you go.
How many questions do we have left?
Is this
6 questions left?
Was this game developed by Nintendo?
No. That's 15.
Oh, I was completely
so
thinking.
So long ago.
Yeah. We should have.
Made by a North American developer?
No.
So it's probably a Japanese or a European game.
Yeah.
I feel like we should narrow down genre or something. How many do we have left? 5?
Well, it's not sports.
Lost music.
Well, it's not a sports game or a shooter, so...
Yeah, and not a platformer.
Not a platformer.
Mm-mm.
What else is...
And not much. We have, like, you know, kind of adventure-y exploration games. Yeah. Puzzle games.
Puzzle games, yeah. Or something out of the left field.
I was going to ask about, like, characters, like... Do you play as a human is like a fun one, but I don't know if that's
right.
Are there,
well, if he says no, then we know it's like a mascot game where you're playing.
That's true.
What is it? Something. Zelda, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's snow in Zelda, no shooting.
But it's developed by Nintendo.
Oh.
Can you, do you play as a human in this game?
Yes.
Mm. Darn it. One of those human games.
Well, we also now know that you play as one character. Probably.
It could still be a Rare developed game. Do we eliminate? I mean, they're all shooters though from Rare from that era.
Yeah.
Not platformer either.
Yeah. Yeah, platformers and shooters is really what they had. We just need to name every game in the Nintendo 64 library that we know now, and then we're going to ask if we mentioned it.
That'll help.
That's the hack.
Will it help?
It absolutely
will. There'll be a bunch of them.
We
have to name everyone. Yeah.
The last 20 questions.
But you should name games that fit the criteria.
I don't know.
Well, yeah,
that's exactly the problem.
Yeah, that is the problem.
let's see. We can ask about... it would be nice to have the genre or the developer, but I don't know if we're going to get there with enough questions left. So what about asking about like setting or...
Reception.
Sci-fi, if it's a sci-fi. Yeah, if well-received, that's actually...
Well, I guess we're kind of glossing over the fact that it's part of a series, too.
Yeah.
All I can think of is the snow level. It's just all I can think of.
Yeah, I know. The snow thing is stuck in my head, too.
Wait, we know it's part of a series.
Yeah, but it was one that wasn't on any other console, so it has to
be... You could say, is the series still around? Like, is there game in the series on this contemporary systems? Is that a good one?
Yeah.
All right. Is there a game...
What he said.
Contemporary systems, that's part of the series.
Okay, he either doesn't know or it's a very complicated thing where maybe the mascot or mashup.
Can you list contemporary systems? What you think is contemporary?
PS4, Xbox One, Switch.
PC.
PC.
But like PC with a modern graphics card.
Yeah.
Yeah.
iPhone.
I think there's a modern entrance in this series, and if not, it's only one generation away.
Huh.
Okay, so Xbox 360 and PS3.
I'm sure there's something on the Wii U or Switch.
You have one question left, and then
I guess. Oh man.
Well, great.
I don't think we're getting it. I don't even know what to ask anymore.
What if it's like?
Oh, I guess it could be an RPG. We never even thought about that.
There's just so few RPGs. There's like Mega Man Legacy or Legends. There's
it could be a Final Fantasy thing.
Quest 64. No. Final Fantasy ditched Nintendo at the time, so there's nothing for them. But it could be. Yeah, I mean, I just don't know what it would be. I bet it's like a...
What RPGs are on N64 anyway?
We didn't go for shooters at all. Damon always picks shooters.
But it's not a shooter.
Well, top-down space shooters.
I don't know if that...
But we already know you do not shoot in this game.
Oh, did you say it that way? We didn't say a gun or whatever?
No.
Okay. No.
Okay.
Well, it's the same thing, I assume.
Well, a spaceship can shoot from like its laser array or whatever.
Doesn't that count as a gun?
A big gun.
I don't know. Does that count as a gun?
Yeah, I would count that.
Yeah.
A laser
array? It's like a mounted gun.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Scoop. We won. I don't know where to go with this. I mean, you can ask if it was critically well received, and if it wasn't, we can make
it. Is it an RPG?
Is it an RPG?
It is. No, it's not an RPG.
Not an RPG.
Has some elements of like leveling or something.
So it's a fighting
game? Not leveling. Maybe some abilities. Oh, I guess so.
Shall I reveal 3D. It, or do we have a guess?
Do you think we're going to get it if we guess?
I don't think we are.
How about this? If you had asked the hack, the answer would have been no. You have not mentioned the game.
Yeah,
I don't think we're going to get it. Just reveal it.
Yeah, what is it?
All right, 1999.
Okay, keep going.
Part of a series. The developer's no longer in business.
Oh.
But it was published by Natsume. And what is Natsume's?
Oh, Harvest Moon.
Harvest Moon 64.
I was never going to get that.
The seasons bring the
sun. I would have gone RPG with... No, it's hard to say, though.
I don't think it's an RPG.
Like a sim.
He's asked farming sim.
If we had 20 more questions, maybe. Welcome to 40 questions.
40. Yeah. I definitely don't associate Harvest Moon with the 64, either.
Yeah, not at all. That's why I was never going to get there.
I think it's only the second one after Super Nintendo. Mm.
So wait, what's the modern version?
I think they're still making them. So it's like,
a bunch of
there's like a Friends 3DS. Of Mineral Town series.
Yeah.
Wait.
Probably a 3DS.
Yeah.
Right.
At least, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point, 3DS.
Mm. Forget about that one sometimes. Yeah.
Harvest Moon 64.
We didn't mention it in our list.
For some reason, my brain kept latching onto Ape Escape for some weird reason, and I'm like, that's...
The snow level?
The snow level, exactly. And I was like, that's a PlayStation series, but...
Ooh, that was a good one.
That was a good one.
That was tough.
Yeah,
have we lost?
New Ape Escape.
Didn't you lose? Yeah, wait.
Yeah.
But you got Destiny.
Yeah, and like 8 questions. We've had it twice before, and it was CJ.
There was no
chance we weren't going to get it.
And then last week was Saboteur again.
Yeah.
Did you pick that?
I picked that one.
That's a really
good one. When was the last time we had it on?
It must have been a long time.
Last year, maybe.
I felt like that was such a new thing.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I think it was like 4 years ago or something.
Was it that long? I don't remember.
Yeah.
Wow.
Did you play that?
Well, I stumped him.
I remember playing some of it. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
So if Damon would have been on, he would have gotten it.
Would you have, do you think? Did you listen through the 20 questions?
No, I did not listen through it. No, I skimmed those.
You don't want to test yourself?
I should have tested myself, but you know, got other obligations now, other responsibilities.
Yeah, but this can be...
How long are you going to use that one for, Damon?
Although I guess I could just bounce them in there while I listen.
Exactly.
That's easy enough to
get the baby Bjorn.
Damon needs to find time in his life for podcasts. And maybe this is the time to set and figure
actually,
it out.
Remember that this was your original baby.
Oh. GameScape is my original baby. That's true.
That's a good point.
Need to keep priorities straight. But I will be back in the office next week, back to host GameScape again next week. So nicely job, Christian from Chicago, on stumping the crew. That is all the scoops.
They're not supposed to stump us. They don't win.
He won.
Oh, I'm sure.
Satisfaction.
I'm sure.
Start giving out stuff.
I think we should go.
What if we give out a thing where we just like send them a nice tweet?
The shovel
nice
thing?
Tweet.
Yeah.
Sure. All right, so you're going to head up sending Christian from Chicago a nice tweet. Sure.
Nicely tweet.
Send me your Twitter address in the Facebook group just to make this complicated. You can add me. It's fine.
Or just email us. Write your Twitter.
I'm not joking right now.
All Christians from
Chicago. Write your Twitter name down in an envelope and mail that to us.
If you win 20 questions from here on out and you at me, I'll make sure one of us responds to you.
Okay. Yeah, for sure. That's fair.
That's your reward.
Okay.
My goal is to play more than 2 hours of games before the next episode of GameScoop next week.
Me too.
We'll see if I can. So I can do that. All right. Thank you.
24 hours?
Well, I said more than 2 hours.
Okay.
More than 24 hours? Yeah.
That I'm not going to be able to do. That is all the scoops we have for this week. Remember, you can always reach us at the email address, gamescoop@ign.com. It works again because I'm checking it.
You heard that.
Way to rub that in.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Sam. Thank you, Tina. Thank you. My name is Damon. This is IGN Gamescoop, and we're out.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.